In this episode of Tax Resolution Talk, we're going to be discussing the types of information that you can get from the IRS to help you resolve your problems once and for all. Hello, my name is Jim Wade. I'm a tax attorney here in Maine, and welcome to Tax Resolution Talk. In this podcast, I try to provide information to individuals and small businesses about how to stay out of trouble with the IRS, either by preventing the problem, or if you're having trouble with the IRS, how to get out of it once and for all. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about transcripts. These are either digital or paper reports that you can get from the IRS, which you can use to sort of help you resolve your problems. The account transcripts, they come in a variety of forms. The first one and the most important from my view is the account transcript. This is a sort of a summary of the transactions on your account. It doesn't have every detail, but it has what we call in plain English. You can read down and see things such as when you filed the return, if there's any interest and penalties, when those were charged, if you filed bankruptcy or requested an offer compromise. You can see that those details. It can also tell you things like if you made estimated tax payments, it'll say when those were credited to your account. It'll show like withholdings and any payments you've made over and above, you know, what was on the original return for withholding and estimates. So that's very helpful. You can also get a tax return transcript. This is just a line by line detail of what you had on your return. It isn't an actual copy of the return. It's just a line by line detail. If you want to actually receive a copy of the original filed return, there's another form that you would use to request that. And it does cost you money. But this, you can just get a line by line detail. If you're a divorce attorney or a bankruptcy attorney, sometimes you need the details of return and the client's lost it, then you would get this as a sort of, a convenient plug for not having the original return. So very helpful. But it doesn't have details of what you owe. So you just see what was filed. That's it. You can get a record of account. This is a combination report. It has the details of the account transcript and the tax return transcript, just combined in one form. It'll go back 3 years from the current year. So where in 2020, you'd be able to get a record of account for 2019, 2018, and 2017. I think it was convenient when someone had a problem with the IRS for a current year. Instead of asking for two different transcripts, you could get it in one. But now that everything's digitized, you don't see a lot of people really requesting it anymore. But it's available if you want to have it both in one spot. And finally, we have a little-known transcript, which I find very helpful. It's called the wage and income transcript. Whenever you work as an employee, you're paid as a contractor, generally speaking, if you're working for somebody else and you're not an employee, you'll get a 1099. If you have an IRA, maybe you have a home mortgage, you're a student, and you're paying back your student loans. There's a whole bunch of different things that you do during life, and there'll be what they call information reporting requirements. So you work as an employee, there'll be a W-2. Work self-employed, 1099. Pay back your student loans, you'll get a student loan interest. I think it's a 1098. I'm not sure the exact full length of that description there. You have a mortgage you're paying on it, you get a 1098. If you go to college and you pay tuition, then you'll get a 1098-T. There's a whole series of different forms that'll be generated, and they'll be sent off to the IRS. And the IRS will use that information to confirm that you've reported all of that on your return. This is information matching. I use this report quite a bit when someone hasn't filed and they've lost their records. You can look back at this and you can see what was filed and you can help that person recreate the return. So those are the four transcripts. Just go back down through them real quick. So the account transcript is you know, the current balance and all of the activity in that account. This is the most important transcript for what I do. But you can also get a return transcript where you can see what was the line-by-line detail on the tax return. Or if you're lazy, you can get the record of account, and then you can get both of those first two reports for the last 3 years. Save yourself some paper. And then finally, you can get a wage and income transcript to see what people have filed under your Social Security number for information reporting requirements. Doesn't always have to be income, but it can be either income or deductible items that have to be reported to the IRS. So all this is great information. Now, how is this going to help you resolve your IRS matter? Well, generally speaking, it's helpful if you get letters from the IRS. Oftentimes, especially during COVID, there's a lag in time from when they're sent to you. Maybe something has happened in your life and you haven't had a chance to get back to it. So you don't really know, as of today, what do I owe? This will tell you. You also can update it if, let's say, the IRS has filed a lien against you and it's years down the road and you want to know what you owe. The liens are going to be of no help. It just has the value, the total balance due, as of the date that it was filed. They don't update it. So this is how you would find that out. But you can also see if the IRS is doing something. You can sometimes get notice in advance if the IRS is going to file a lien or take levy action, which is an asset seizure. If the IRS is going to audit or examine your return. I remember earlier I mentioned wage and income transcripts are used to verify what's filed on return. If they don't, then the IRS will do what they call a CP2000 notice to you. That is a, hey, we noticed that these things don't match. Tell us why you're right, we're wrong, and we're okay. Otherwise, we're going to adjust your return to match it. It's not considered an audit. So we go audits and examinations because you can get a letter that says, hey, you want to check this. So you can get advance notice, typically 5 to 6 months in advance. I just had a client last week who I notified him. I said, look, I looked at your transcripts. I see that the IRS has noticed this particular account for an examination because it says that there's some mismatch on your 2018 tax return. He's like, well, I think I filed everything correctly. Then I went to the wage and income transcripts and looked at the return that he filed, and I found that there was a difference. He had retirement contributions. He said there were rollover. For whatever reason, I'm taking him at his word, but the retirement plan provider, when they coded the distribution, they coded it not as a rollover, but as a distribution. So the IRS is looking at him saying, you should have had taxable income, you say not. So now there's going to be that examination. But it's helpful to look at the transcript, that account transcript, because you can get notification of it. So now you can prepare for it. Oftentimes we tell people, if they're right, you're wrong, the best thing you can do is file that return before that CP2000 notice comes in. Because oftentimes if the discrepancy is large enough, you can get whacked with what they call an accuracy-related penalty, which is, I think it's 20%. I'm not absolutely sure, but it's like 20, 25%. You know, if you can avoid as many penalties as possible, why wouldn't you? Especially if it adds potentially up to a quarter of what you owe. So this is very helpful. You can also detect if you have unfiled returns. Because if you go back, say, 5, 10 years, and you note that, hey, the IRS doesn't say that it has a return for the last 10 years, you know, you may or may not want to file a return. And I'm just using, I threw 10 years out there. There's a sort of a theory that, you know, if the IRS is looking for it and it's more than 3 years before, don't rock the boat, let sleeping dogs lie. That's entirely up to you and your tax practitioner. But I usually look back 10 years, see what's going on. If there's not a filed return for any number of years, then we click to the next step is, hey, should something be done about it? And then we can look at the wage and income transcripts if we need to file a return. because oftentimes clients just don't remember exactly what happened. And even if they have decent records, there oftentimes are things that there's always something that's missing, and this is very helpful to plug in the gaps. These are some lesser stuff that happens. You can also use it to see if the IRS properly gave you credit for all your estimated tax payments. The IRS doesn't often screw it up, but it does from time to time. You can then check the account transcript to see, have they give me credit for all my estimated tax payments? Can be helpful in circumstances. You can also use it to check. There's what they call mirrored accounts. So let's say you have a husband and wife, they get divorced, and there's an amount owed from their joint return. The IRS is going to mirror that account, meaning that they're going to split it in two for each separate person, because now that you're no longer living together, you know, you're often going to have your own separate household, your own separate finances. They look to you each separately to figure out how it's going to be paid, but they have to give you credit for the payments by the other person. So if you have a divorce judgment that says they're going to make payments towards this tax debt, you can't see their account, but if they do make payments, then the amount that you owe for this joint tax liability should be reduced at the same time that their liability is being reduced. So even though your account's been split to show the separate liabilities, you both are only liable for the total and not to pay it twice. So you'll see those payments in there. So if you've got an ex and he's saying, yeah, I'm making all my payments, and you look and you see nothing coming onto your account giving you credit for those payments, then you'd want to certainly bring that up to somebody. There's another two important things that these transcripts are good for. If you've got older tax debts, the IRS has generally got about 10 years to collect on a tax, and it can be extended for certain reasons, but if at the end of that 10 years they don't collect, they'll be written off. So I will oftentimes have people come see me and say, look, I've got to get this dealt with. I've kind of shut down, haven't responded to the IRS. I'm going to look in those transcripts to see when was this tax originally assessed so I can figure out when that 10 years is going to run and if there's anything that should extend it. I've had a gentleman come to see me. He had a tax problem. He thought some of these taxes were quite old. I checked. They were. Problem was, he had filed an offer in compromise, which took about, I think it was a little over a year to process, and they ultimately denied him. But if he had gone and checked this account transcript, he would realize that had he done nothing, from it was somewhere after he filed the offer, but before it was rejected, it would have run out on its own accord. So he extended that for about another year and change. So it's important to look at the account transcript to see when these debts are going to expire, so that help guide you in what you want to do to resolve it. So in his case, doing something like filing an offer extends the 10 years. So it was a bad idea to do that. And when I told him I could try to help him sort of deal with the IRS until the extended collection date ended, I think he was too embarrassed and he just never hired me. Lastly, you can look at this account transcript to see when certain debts will be dischargeable under bankruptcy laws. Bankruptcy laws are complicated. If you're thinking that your tax debt may qualify, then you need to see a bankruptcy attorney. Just hands down, looking at the account transcript will tell you a couple things, but until you talk to a bankruptcy attorney, not a good idea to file bankruptcy unless you do. So generally, there's three rules involved with determining if a tax debt is dischargeable in bankruptcy. The return had to have been due 3 years or more before the date of filing. So it's like a three-year look-back period. So we're in 2020, then you'd go back. The first year that would be available for discharge would be 2016, because that would be filed April 15th of the year. Unless someone extends, then it would be later. But all right, so 2016 looks like it's more than that 3-year look back. that year would potentially qualify for discharge. The second question is, okay, well, looking at 2016, did I file 2016 more than 2 years before the date of filing? So there's a 2-year look back. So did I file the 2016 tax return in 2017 or 2018? If not, it's like 2019, then that tax would not be dischargeable. The last thing you'd look at is, when did the IRS assess the tax for that year? It has to be assessed no more than 240 days before the date of filing. The IRS generally has 3 years from the date that you file the return to audit. That can be extended, and there are exceptions, but generally 3 years. So those are the three rules. The 3-year rule, the 2-year rule, and the 240-day rule. Looking at the account transcript, you could identify that information. Now, it's not perfect. There are some things that don't exactly show up in the account transcript. You may have to do some digging, but for most people, what's on the account transcripts will at least identify those years that you could look at for potentially discharging them in bankruptcy. So those are all the things that you can do with these transcripts. The two workhorses for my practice are the account transcript, because I can see, hey, what do they owe? And what does my client owe? And what is the IRS doing in this case? And then I can use the wage and income transcripts if my client hasn't filed returns or if the IRS has identified his return for audit or examination. I can say, all right, let's at least see what does the IRS say should be on that return and does my client's return reflect that? I hope you found this helpful. You know, just gives you a peek inside how I do, you know, what I do for work. How do I help people solve their IRS problems once and for all? And that's by contacting IRS and finding out what does the IRS have on file for my client. You don't have to be a tax attorney to use this. Just call the IRS up and you can get this information. And what I'll do is in the notes to this show, I'll have the phone number that you can call the IRS and request it. I'll even give you the link to the IRS website because there is a section where you can request this same information. It doesn't go back to, I think you can go back as far as 1990 at the IRS if you do it either over the phone or they have what they call an e-services account. Generally online, you can get back, I think, the last 5 years. I think it goes back as far as 2015. But still, two very good ways to get this information. So with that, I hope you have a great day. And if you or someone you know has any questions about how account transcripts can be used to help you solve your IRS problem, well, you can contact me at 207-502-7181, or you can email me at jwade@jdwadelaw.com. And I'll have those in the show notes so you don't have to try to write them down. And if you've got any ideas for the show, I'd love to hear it. Always interested in what people say, you know, hey, I'd really love you to talk about that. So far, no one's asked me that to talk about anything in particular. Please, I'd like to think that I know everything that needs to be said about it, but I'm always interested to hear what you think. Thank you very much and actually, this is right before Halloween, so happy Halloween to every one of you. Hope you're all healthy and well. Bye.